Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning all. Nice to be with you as it is every day. We've got several great guests on today, and we're going to begin with our first one. His name is Viraj Lal. It's spelled V-E-E-R-A-J-L-A-L. This interview is being conducted through Skype, and the name of the book is Irwin's Luck. It's published by Ex Libris, and you can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and we go a long distance this morning to speak with Viraj. Good morning. Nice to have in the morning here, anyway. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, definitely. Morning here, too, so good morning to you. Very nice to be here. Thank you.
All right. Tell us about the book, Irwin's Luck. What's the book about?
Well, the book's about an Australian guy, I guess, in his early 30s to heading towards mid-30s, and he's just going through life as it is, not really falling in love, woman after woman, and he happens to fall in love. So we all know what happens from there.
Was this book anyway a characterization of your own life?
No, not really. Actually, because I grew up watching a lot of movies and different types of movies, and I just had an idea that I just wanted to put together. And so the character is definitely in part of an Australian character because I grew up here, but whether it's a reflection of my own, not much at all.
Who are some of the main characters in the book?
Well, the main character is Irwin by himself, so that's Irwin Thermos, obviously the female that he falls in love with, Sylvie T. That's about it, just the two main characters and the brother and the family as well from their own side. A couple of workmates, and that's about it.
Viraj, how pleasurable was it writing this book? Was it a grueling experience, or did you get joy out of it? Writing a book isn't as simple as most people think.
No, it's definitely not. So my book isn't a long story. It's not a novel. You go through 300 pages of it, but just to write and try to finish it, it was quite extremely excruciating at times. But just to get the characters out, that was probably the main part of the whole experience, which was hard enough in itself. So how can the character be, and who is he going to be, what's he going to do, and trying to actually relate to the person as well, how would he feel? So writing the book was definitely quite hard.
As you wrote the book, did you have the entire story? This is kind of a spinoff of what you just said. Did you have the entire story in mind, or did you develop it as you went along?
Well, I did have the start of it, and I did have the ending. I just didn't know how to do the middle part. So just as you start writing, ideas start flowing. You write the ideas down. You actually go to the middle of the story, and you start to see if the start and the middle and the end will sort of align, and if it doesn't, then back to the drawing board and just keep going until something makes sense.
Is it just a story for entertainment? I'm not sure it's one for education, or is there another motive, another reason that you wrote the book? Are there messages to be sent out to readers?
Oh, well, it is purely entertainment. There's no educational values coming out of the book at all, to be quite honest. But just in regards of why I wrote it was, I think it was just a simple idea. And it just came in my head, and I just wanted to write a book, and I just wanted to save it on computer. But as I went towards the end, I thought, oh, well, this will be not too bad if I just published it. I didn't have any expectations of ever talking to someone who's really introduced you, so this is amazing for me.
Did you learn anything from writing this book? I found that being a published author myself, I learned a lot from the people who read the book who gave me valuable feedback. Did you indeed have the same experience? And if so, could you be a little descriptive of what you did learn?
Okay. Well, congratulations on being an author yourself, mate. But in regards of learning something out of the book and changing my life, or just having some sort of reflection from it, to be quite honest, it was just an idea that popped in my head. And have I become a better person by writing the book, to be quite honest? Why, maybe just getting something in the book where I thought to myself, hang on, I can do that myself? No, I actually haven't. I'd be quite honest that there's just a fairy tale sort of a book, I guess. Not really a fairy tale, but just something that's just expressed out of my mind, and it just wants to write something about it.
Tell us a little bit about your background, your experience. Has writing always been a passion of yours, or were you in another entirely a different vocation?
Oh, I'm totally different to a writer. Probably was my first book, and maybe will be my last book. I don't really have any writing expertise, to be quite honest. My whole background is I'm an electrician by trade, so it's very different to writing. So I did my whole apprenticeship and then contracting as well in electrical. So that's got nothing to do with writing at all, to be quite honest.
Are there other books in the wind for you? Where do you intend to go after this one?
We'll see how the success of Aaron's Lux turns out to be, and if there's a demand or something else, I mean, I can always put something else together, definitely. There's ideas in my head every time that I think of something, but whether the idea is, you know, start to finish, or whether it's just an idea, I don't know until I start writing, I guess. But at the moment, there's nothing really going out there at the moment, no.
I may be reading something into this, but is there a certain subtle message about love that the reader should be aware of?
No, not really. I mean, I guess once you fall in love, you fall in love. But sometimes there has a bit of pain behind it. Sometimes reality is that love probably doesn't exist for a lot of people in the world. So maybe if someone did sort of read the book and they didn't feel that love, and just hoping that they read the book and they actually feel the love if they haven't done it in real life so far, and just to know what to expect, if there is some sort of lesson to be learned from the book, hopefully they learn it.
The book, again, is Irwin's Luck. It's published by Ex Libris, and you can get a copy by going to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. This is your first book, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Can you describe the experience? I know how my experience was. It was quite thrilling. What's been your experience about being the author of a book like this that is obviously being appreciated by a lot of people?
It's a tough question, because first of all, you never actually think about that experience. You just the whole process itself is so demanding at times. I mean, when you're on the phone, I mean, you're talking about what you have done, and they tell you how good the book is, and they give you feedback of what you should do next and what you shouldn't do next, and this is how you should go about it. And being never ever doing any work in regards of author, I had to find out. I mean, there's different places. Like, okay, you don't just publish a book. There's also advertising. There's marketing. There's social media. There's this, that. There's so much of it. It's like it's a complete business, to be quite honest, producing a book. So it's been very, very, like, a very thorough experience in regards of how to produce a book and how to get it up there.
Is there a particular age group that this book is for? And is it appropriate for people of younger ages to read the book?
Now, people of younger ages probably aren't very appropriate in regard to reading the book, because it's got a few swear words, and it's got couple of sexual references, which I probably wouldn't want, you know, any person under the age of 18 or even 16 to read about it. But yeah, if it does happen to fall in someone's hand and they are sort of under the age of 16, then yeah, I wouldn't recommend reading the whole book.
In an interview, in a short interview like this, it's obviously impossible to cover all of the aspects of it. What would you like to add in our final minute and a half here about the book that we haven't covered during the interview?
Oh, to be quite honest, you've asked all the right questions, mate. I don't know what else I can cover about the book. It's just your typical everyday life book. It's not really a fairy tale where things come true, and it's got no real. It's not really coated with chocolate, to be quite honest. So yeah, it is just a book. If you enjoy reading books, you might enjoy reading it. If you don't enjoy reading books, you may not enjoy reading it. But hopefully, everyone gives it a go.
When you write your next book, and I'm sure you will, I think it's in your blood already. when you write your next book, will it be on the same type of subject, or will you do something different?
I definitely try for something very, very different because in regards of love and writing about love, you've got to put a lot of emotion into it. It's like not having any imagination. You just got to put your whole complete soul into it, and that takes a lot of effort to do, especially trying to describe how you really feel, like the really emotional part of it, and then try to put that into a book, imagining the character, imagining what the character feels.
All right, Viraj Lal, the book is Irwin's Luck, published by Ex Libris. Thanks for accommodating us this morning. It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate it, mate. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
All right, we're back here, and I am delighted to have a extremely qualified individual on in his field. His name is Dr. Antonio Gino. He's a PhD. He's been involved for many, 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 many years helping other people. The name of his book is The Missing Keys: Assumptions and PTSD. It's published by Fulton Books, and he's joining us from out in Hawaii, which makes it a tough hour for him, but he's kind enough to come on. And Dr. Gino, welcome for coming on. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Now, I guess research shows something like, and I may be off with these numbers, that 70% of Americans experience trauma at sometime in their life. We all have. I have. I'm sure you have. You talk about PTSD and assumptions that these individuals experience. How many out of these traumatic experiences are related directly to PTSD?
Well, more than the traumatic experiences, it's a percentage of people that seem to develop problems and symptoms that continue to last for a prolonged period of time. Most people that experience trauma go through a period of adjustment and experience a lot of the symptoms of what we call PTS or post-traumatic stress. That's considered pretty normal, but approximately 30% of individuals that experience severe trauma continue to have these symptoms past the six-month period. And then it becomes a diagnosable condition that we call post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And the book is pretty much directed at these individuals that don't seem to get past or don't seem to be able to assimilate or accept what the trauma caused for them, and they continue to experience flashbacks of incidents or accidents that they may have had, or intrusive thoughts, which are thoughts that are very much unwanted, but they keep coming back, like triggers or reminders. If there is if somebody has been in a severe car accident, most individuals will get back into the car and shake a little bit, learning to drive again, or their feet may shake a little bit when they hit the accelerator, when they get close to other cars, but they continue to make the effort and go back to driving. Okay, But a small percentage of people will refuse to even get back in the car after a severe car accident. And these individuals may experience symptoms for many, many months. And then it becomes a diagnosable condition. Just to give you an example.
Are you able to, you know, I know there are very few times, considering all the diseases we have, that you can talk about cure. With your treatment, does the word cure come in, or is it the word keep in control and just contain? Which one is more realistic?
Well, that is a very interesting question you're asking, because for many conditions, as you know, we never talk about cure, like addictions or cancer. We talk more about the condition goes in remission, but I feel that with my approach, it's much closer to a cure than just handling the symptoms. Many therapies address the symptoms in the sense of, you know, they try to give relaxation techniques to calm their anxiety, for example, or some medication to calm the anxiety. I tend to go more to the roots of the cause of the maintenance of the symptoms of PTSD, which is some of the fundamental assumptions that we all seem to make about the brain, but we don't realize how wrong we are about those assumptions. And that's what the book is all about. Basically, many of the people that continue to experience PTSD symptoms are trying to either block the memories of the trauma that happened to them, or are trying to literally get rid of those memories and somehow revised some bad decisions they may have made. And all of these false assumptions, if you want to think that way, they are not logical assumptions. I don't want anybody to think that I'm talking about some conscious processes here. All these things happen kind of automatically. And this is the problem. Many people and the symptoms of PTSD continue, because these individuals are simply unaware that they continue to make these assumptions. Like, for example, the assumption that you can block a memory. Okay? It seems like a simple thing, and people always tell victims of PTSD, you know, oh, put it behind you. Oh, forget about it. Get involved in a job, and that will take care of it. You forget about it. And all these things make people with PTSD actually feel worse, because that's their problem. They are unable to stop these memories from coming.
Is this a case of, and I guess every time you try to make someone well or move ahead in progress, you know, you call it behavior modification. Is this a step-by-step approach that you take to modify one's behavior to a state where they're just not enjoying life or live in fear, to one of comfort and acceptance?
Well, it's a combination of both, because before you can reach the comfort and acceptance, you have to have clear what is that you are doing that is causing the symptoms to continue. Excuse me. For example, these intrusive thoughts, I describe as kind of like when you have a song stuck in your head. Okay, how do you get rid of a song stuck in your head when it keeps coming back to you all day long? Well, imagine instead of a song stuck in your head, you have this image of your friend that flew out the window of a windshield when you were in a bad accident, and your friend died and you survived. Well, now you keep having these images of your friend. How do you get rid of them? See, the people that have continued PTSD are actually trying to stop these memories and get rid of them. And one point of the book is, you know what, we don't have some of these magic keys the computers have on the keyboard, like the delete key or the insert key or the revision key and so forth, so that that begins the process of accepting that they are trying to use.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I do want to get in another question. And by the way, help me get rid of the constant songs that go in my head all day. I can't get rid of them. I mean, it's enjoyable, but enough is enough. I got to do this quickly. I'm in the gym. The gentleman next to me I don't know if you can answer this quickly. He was a veteran. He suffers from PTSD. You know, it's like the old, his symptoms, fight or flight. He introduced another one, freeze. You got 10 seconds.
Yeah. Well, freeze will work for about 2 minutes. And then the song will come back.
All right. I'm sorry. I can't continue this.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former Director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
Okay, just before I go to my next guest, I shouldn't even mention this, but Night Fever, an evening with the Bee Gees, stuttering over my words here, regalmusictheater.com. I'll be there Sunday for a 2 p.m. performance. Don't miss it. I'll try to talk about it a little later as we go to our guest, Beth Karras. The book here is Jodi Arias, American Murder Mystery. And I want to mention real quickly here, that it is Sunday. You don't want to miss this. Sunday, January 14th through Tuesday, January 16th at 10 p.m. on an investigation discovery. And welcome to the show. We got to go so quickly here. I remember that case. It was unusual. It was remarkable. And how are these cases getting all the attention nationally, while so many of them fall through the cracks? What was the ingredient here? I mean, it was bizarre.
You know, it's a good question, and it's one I've grappled with over the 19 years I was at Court TV and in session, like why some of the cases took hold and others didn't. This one did, I think, because, number one, you have a beautiful young woman as the defendant, and those are always a draw. People are like, whoa, this is a woman on trial, not a man, we typically see. Number two, and she's pretty, and she committed a vicious crime. Women often are not charged with murder. And then she's facing the death penalty. So like Casey Anthony, it was a capital murder case, and women who are a lot of true crime watchers are women. They hated Jodi Arias. I mean, she kills her ex-lover, and she's jealous, and she's obsessed, and she's stalking him and seducing him, but yet he also is attracted to having sex with her. I mean, he was obsessed with the sex with her, too. So this case had sex, the romance, the fatal attraction, religion, the secret life. It had a lot of elements that people just couldn't get enough of. It's not a whodunit. I mean, she admitted ultimately she killed him. She said it was in self-defense. It was really the why. That's the mystery. Why did she do this?
Yeah, and again, his name was Travis Alexander. What's the current state of the incarceration of Arias? Is Jodi? It's been 10 years. What's the update?
Well, she's in Perryville Correctional Institution, a state prison outside of Phoenix, where she will spend natural life. That means her entire life. She will die in prison. But her case is on appeal. It should have been filed, the appeal, by now, but the whole trial record, and we're talking about two trials, had to be transcribed, and there was a setback with that and a computer glitch, and so that's just being completed now. And then the appellate briefs on both sides have a schedule this year, 2018, to be filed. So sometime this year the appeal will be filed, and there'll be a decision maybe later this year or next year.
All right, I might have inadvertently said a book. It's the production that will be coming up on the Discovery Channel. Jodi Arias, an American Murder Mystery. We've got just limited time, so why don't I let you conclude with a statement before the clock runs out here.
Sure. I just want to encourage people to watch this, because even though you think you know the case, I know that story, you need to watch these 3 hours, because there's a great recap. You're going to see things you forgot, and you may see some things you didn't know about. So if you're interested in true crime, and many of us are, Investigation Discovery did a fabulous job of putting together 3 hours, a recap of the case, and it should answer all your questions.
All right. Again, one of the frustrations of this job. I'd love to have a long interview with you, but you've got commitments here all day. So I want to thank you very much for being so gracious. Beth Karras, Jodi Arias, American Murder Mystery. And you can catch that on the Discovery Channel Sunday, January 14th through Tuesday, January 16th. Thanks so much, Beth. I've got to let you go for your next interview.
My pleasure. Anytime, Stu.
All right. We're going to continue here as we move along. I want to talk about, first of all, I want to make one more statement because I had to really rush through this. It just came after the great Bee Gees tune. So I'm going to follow it up now. And this is your last chance really to get tickets. There's still a few choice seats left. I wouldn't miss this for the world. At the Regal Music Theater, and you can go to regalemusictheater.com. The phone number is 781-891-5600. It's one performance, Sunday, January 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and some of the Bee Gees' greatest hits will be portrayed. And I mean, it's my all-time favorite album, by the way. It's my all-time favorite music album. To Love Somebody, Massachusetts, I Got to Get a Message, More Than a Woman, You Should Be Dancing, Tragedy, and the classic Staying Alive. And if you spot me over there, it's in Waltham, Massachusetts. You can just simply easily get directions. Come on over and say hello. You know, I've got a forgettable face, except when you see it the first time. Okay. So we look at Trump yesterday making, I mean, first of all, there is some kind of emotional issue here, but I come on here with, and I'm talking about the terminology which he used, which I cannot use on air, describing Haiti. I agree with him. I certainly be happy to bring more people over from Norway. And, you know, Trump says what most people think. Most people may think this. They haven't got the courage of their convictions to say it now. You can say the same thing about what I do in other jobs. And he, pretty much being president, he can say whatever he wants. There's a certain limitation here to what people in radio and television can do. And those limitations, I think, are intelligently regulated. I can't use the word that he described, he used to describe Haiti. So with no real issues that they're able to confront, the media people just move in for the attack when they smell even the semblance of blood. They just go right. They go right for the jugular. Now, I came on here yesterday with a lot of concern, a lot of concern. The concern was, and I also came on and I said it, and I'm not going to rerun the tape of it for you. But I also said that I didn't think he made it. I think this was only an intent to show people that he was sane and deliberate and compassionate and that he listened to other people. So he didn't tell the truth, which pleases me. None of those blankety blanks tell the truth. They just don't. It's just that when it's the president of the United States, every single word is measured. So the truth is, there's no way you're going to pass DACA and expand the territory for families to come in here. It's not going to happen. And when Dianne Feinstein, who got annoyed a lot of people, I guess, with her comments in general, but when Dianne Feinstein said, why don't we just protect the DACA people and then we'll move on to comprehensive immigration reform? And Trump, you know, he just very calmly, I guess the equivalent was, let's just, you know, talk about it. Sounds good. This was a conversation designed to get a lot of people who thought Trump was off his rocker to realize that he's really, really quite focused and able. Doesn't have the great vocabulary, doesn't read a lot. I've always maintained that being president of the United States or even some other offices doesn't really require that. I think I'm qualified to be president of the United States. And I'll surround myself with people who can answer the questions that I can't, as long as my general conservative outlook is the goal and the directive I want to achieve. A lot of this is just built up with sizzle. Trump is the first politician I've ever seen. He just doesn't care. And every day, hey, how'd you do in the stock market yesterday, folks? You'll never hear that. I turn to CNN. I keep saying it because it keeps going on every day. The last I looked, the Dow futures were up around 100. And there isn't an ounce of credit that goes to Donald Trump. So the people who are busy criticizing him, and you look at the Never Trumpers, they are absolutely being gobbled up by their own denunciations. You know, I'm kind of enjoying this. I really am. He's smarter than the rest of them, and they hate him for it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do too. Thanks.
Segment of the week. My goodness, how fast time goes. And you look at Time Magazine's new cover, you can see Donald Trump with his yellowish hair on fire and kind of a cartoonish blaze. And that's how the media view him. I can't remember the little story about how he got that hair and what he used on it, but it's certainly a talking point, isn't it? But a lot of people on the other side, that is the Trump's big critics, are starting to recognize the animosity of their side is burning out of control. They're so bent on hatred. I mean, they're so bent on hatred that they just can't see anything factually relevant in behalf of this country or Donald Trump as being a positive. They can't. Now, this is symbolic at best. But you can, you know, who can get into the head of Kim Jong-un? And yet he did meet with South Korea for the first time in several years to discuss the Olympics. I mean, do you really think this whole thing was about the Olympics? I'm not sure. I mean, because I can't get into his head, but I'm saying that's one heck of a move. And I wouldn't have any objection. Normally I would. I would have an objection sitting down with Iran or the Palestinians if they didn't have the doctrine to destroy Israel. I would not do that, but I would sit down with Kim Jong-un. And you think, wow, you wouldn't sit down with Iran or Hamas. Yeah, here's the reason. There's a small chance that this guy could be serious. And I wouldn't take the chance, and I bet dimes to donuts, I will bet you that there are attempts to sit down with him, and it's being handled, I think, so effectively. I think the effect of North Korea and South Korea getting together should be attributed to Trump. And as a matter of fact, South Korean President Moon even said it was because of Donald Trump. If you're looking for this information on most of the networks, it's not gonna be there. So don't look at it to corroborate what I'm saying. The prejudice, the discrimination, the degree of venom is so intense that you're never going to get an admission like that. You know, where you get it once in a while, you get a little bit of a concession on Fox. Tucker Carlson does an excellent job interviewing adversaries. He's not afraid. He's pretty darn good, Tucker Carlson. I'd say the same thing for, obviously, for Sean Hannity, for Jeanine Pirro, for Stuart Varney on Fox Business and for Lou Dobbs on Fox Business. They're both, the latter two are not only great, great personalities on television. I'll just tell you, they're great guys as well. I love Stuart Varney and Lou Dobbs. Okay, so the negativity of the never Trumpers actually helps Trump by making his detractors seem obsessed. And they say, oh boy, are they ever. And unwilling to credit him for anything. Anything they can put their dirty little fingers on, they put it on. This isn't just an extension of liberal bias. And this includes a lot of people in the Republican Party. Many in the Never Trump movement are on the right having to block him from winning the Republican nomination and now convinced that he's damaging their movement. I mean, if there ever was a wolf dressed in sheep's clothing, it's David Brooks. And maybe it's a in comparison to other people at the times, but he's one of them. I don't know why David Brooks, I've been wondering for years, why is he described just like Bill Kristol, who's gone off his rocket to the left? His father was the father of conservatism. David Brooks, always called a conservative. He's no conservative. He may be compared to the likes of Tom Friedman, Charles Blow, Paul Krugman. But he's always been very harsh toward the president. And he's been harsh towards other Republican administrations. He refers to Trump as a small child, unfit for office. All of a sudden, he's reassessed his statements. And he said, well, I think the critics may have gone too far. This is what people don't know because the media doesn't want you to know. I wish I knew it firsthand and come on here with a story, but I can't. But I certainly know it secondhand from many people who have met Donald Trump. They're very surprised. They find that Trump is not the raving madman they were anticipating from his tweets or the media coverage. They say he's friendly, he's affable. Yeah, he's repetitive. And that repetition comes on all of these talks that he gives. And I know it. Look. The only one I can't find a fault with is myself. I find it in everybody else. All right. He runs a normal, good meeting. And he's well-informed enough to get by. And those close to him have a completely different scenario that is being pictured by or portrayed by that runt, Michael Wolff, in his book, Fire and Fury. Oh, I don't know what he's making on that book, millions. This just goes to show, in a sense, the unjustifiable compensation distributed in this country for, like, pro athletes, et cetera, and not enough for our doctors. I'm not putting attorneys in there. Our social workers, our school teachers, our firemen, our police. I wish I could do something about that, but I'm one little speck of dust in the sand. I can't do anything. There's a misappropriation of values and emphasis in this country because we're so much an entertainment society. We thrive on this stuff. Just like in my interview earlier here on Jody Arias. I mean, as evil a person as you could find, and yet I have to admit, I mean, my curiosity really got to me for the interview with Beth Karras. So the White House is getting more professional. Imagine if Trump didn't tweet. Then we'd have the craziness of the past weeks. They'd be out of the way, and we'd see a White House that is briskly pursuing its goals and the shift of a number of our policies, offshore drilling, the fruition of ISIS, that policy, the nomination of judgeships, and the formulation of policies on infrastructure, DACA, North Korea, and trade. He's doing one heck of a job, and I look forward to talking more about it and other things next week. Hey, have a wonderful weekend.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.